Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Birds on a Blue Note. I'm here with RJ, and we will be discussing the A's series, a little bit of a recap of that, and then just a quick preview into the Brewers series coming up. But going back over to the A's, RJ, I know you had a bit you wanted to talk about. Let's hear from you.
So there's some positives and some negatives about the A series. Quick positive before we touch on a lot of the negative. I hate to be that guy, just got to be honest. We won the series. I mean, that's the goal. Every time you go into a three-game, four-game series, you win the series, you move on, you're usually pretty happy. To get to the negatives, we did score three runs or less in all three games again. Somehow managed to win two of those, which is, I guess you could spin it in a positive note. It's like, hey, if we can manage to win these games without our offense clicking, that shows like once we do get it clicking, things will be better. But I mean, you look at our team ranks and a lot of different key offensive stats, definitely a lot of room for improvement. Currently 29th in all of baseball in home runs as a team. We only have 13 home runs. If you want to look at our outfield in specific, if you don't count Donovan, I mean, it depends. I kind of view him as super utility, plays a lot of second base, DH, can play first. It's kind of all over the place. I don't really view him as an outfielder. But if you don't count him, the outfield combined has one home run, which is a pretty low number. I'd say it's probably not the best. And that was by Nootbaar, who just came back. So we definitely want to see some more pop from guys like Walker for sure. Burleson when he gets out there on those days. Don't really expect it from Victor Scott. If he can manage to just get on base a little bit more, that will make up for the lack of home runs. But yeah, like we're 24th in slugging in baseball, 24th on base. For as much speed as we have, we're still only 27th in stolen bases, which was surprising. You would think like with Scott and Wynn at the top and the bottom, that might help. This is an interesting one. We're 29th in baseball at bats per home run. It takes us roughly 48 at bats to get one home run over the fence. And to kind of put that in perspective, there's 11 teams in baseball that are under 30. So it's 20 more at bats just to get one. And the other 13 are all under 40. So we just need to lift the ball somewhere. We've got big boppers in the middle of our lineup and they're not driving the ball. So that's a real concern. Again, though, like if you want to spin it positive, once they do, a lot of those numbers are going to improve drastically. The pitching has been super impressive for the most part. The starters ERA is pretty league average, but once you get to the bullpen, like if we have a lead, it's pretty locked down. We have a 7-8-9 that are pretty shut down, game over right now between JoJo, Kittredge, and Helsley. I know you're a big fan of the pitching. You're a big fan of the offseason, more so than I was. I was a little skeptical. I'm glad to be proven wrong with the Lynn and I mean Matt didn't have his best start, but he's been serviceable as like him and Kyle Gibson. But I'll let you touch on the pitching a little bit because I'll ramble for 30 minutes.
I mean, even as somebody that thought that this was like a B plus offseason with the signings, this rotation is drastically exceeding my expectations and what they're being able to do. There has been a little bit of, moments where they've gotten through, like Matt's last night getting through the third time. It's his kryptonite. It's why personally I would have preferred him in the bullpen and get us going after and trading for another number two. And that can still happen this year, especially if we are staying competitive and staying in this race. We can definitely go out and make some moves to move some guys around. But I mean, I've been loving what I've been seeing from pitching, but honestly, like, I thought that I would be seeing more contributions from the hitting. So it is alarming, but at the same time, I have to not allow myself to get higher or low too much at this point in the season because we're only 10% of the way through. So if these guys heat up even for like the last 70% of the season, like that's still going to be a good year. And like it's kind of like with Goldie, he had that MVP year a couple years back, and he had the one of the worst months of his career ever at the end of that. You know, what if this is just the
Yeah,
worst first
that's
month
true.
of his career ever, and he blows it up the rest of the way,
You
you know?
hope so. You hope that's the case because he is 37. And it's funny bringing up Goldie. He only had one hit the series. Like that. He's him and Arenado are like the two key components to make sure this offense clicks. And if they're not hitting, it's not going to work.
Yeah, it just won't there. It's one of those things. So we'll have to
Sorry, I
see
have a
where
special guest
it
appearance for my son who wants to keep popping in, so I apologize for
goes.
that.
Hey, it happens. It happens. Hopefully, he'll be going to a few games this year.
Yeah, we went to a couple last year, so hopefully we'll get a few more. He's excited because it's storming here, so I apologize. That was the
No,
weather.
that's
Get I
perfect. I
try.
mean, it. I just want to continue to see what we have been seeing from the rotation and the pen. It is nice knowing that we can pretty much lock down most of these games for the most part once we are able to get a lead, but we
You would
have to
like
be
them to
able to
not
get a
be a
lead.
3-1 or 3-2 lead, though. Must not be
Yeah, I'd
been
prefer
a
to
lot
not
of.
have as much cardiac cards this year as possible, but I mean, again, the wins are what matter. At the end of the day, nobody gives a shit what the final fucking score was. Did you get the win? That's what matters on the regular season stats. You know, we don't really get much extra bonus points for runs scored. I mean, it looks nice, but there have been plenty of teams that have scored tons of runs in the regular season and come playoffs, that's
Yeah,
when they
for
suddenly
sure.
bust. So
Pitching wins in the playoffs too, and it's especially key to have like that's kind of the way it is now in the playoffs. If you have that lockdown bullpen, like those are the teams that are most comfortable, confident in the playoffs because they know you just get like a 1-2 run lead, get to the pen, the game's over.
yeah, exactly.
It.
Now, if we can start getting 4 or 5 runs, that'll make me feel even more comfortable because we won't
Makes
have to
you.
use as much of the pen, or we can bring in guys like Gio and Helsley in more low leverage situations throughout the season just to keep them like
Yeah.
warm, but not, you know, having to be like sweating bullets every freaking pitch, hoping like, shit, if I make one wrong mistake, now
Yeah,
suddenly
one
blowing
bad
the
pitch
game.
and the game's over. Exactly.
Because you feel that as a pitcher. You feel that extra stress, and you know, you can get injured more when you're stressed more. It can lead to mistakes and those mental
Well, and like to
errors.
point out too, like a couple of the guys that have been super impressive out of the rotation. I mean, obviously Sonny Gray and Lance Lynn. Lynn pitched 7 innings, gave a 1 earned run, 2 runs, 101 pitches. I mean, guy's a bulldog. He is exactly what we wanted him to be when we signed him this offseason. Not so much the guy that a lot of the fans thought he would be giving up home runs left and right, which I kind of figured might be the case because Bush does suppress home runs quite a bit. But to be as good as he's been so far early, I mean, he's got a 2.18 ERA. It's
It's not going to stay there, let's be honest.
no,
But
but he's.
even if he finishes, we already said earlier this season, if he finishes eating 180 plus innings and he has a sub 4 ERA, that is a win in my book
100%. Like,
all
yeah,
day.
even if he pitches
Sub
like
3 ERA,
three,
I
five.
am freaking
Yeah,
giddy as
sub three
hell.
and Cy Young conversation. That's Cy Lynn. I doubt that's gonna stick.
I
But
mean, even 3-3, you know, 3-3 or 3-5, I will be very happy. Like when I say sub 4, I'm talking like 3-9-8,
yeah,
you
because he's
know,
supposed to be like
style.
a number four, right? Like in theory, like Gray's the one. Mats is probably like the two or three. It's that, and that's a valid criticism, I think, like that a lot of people had about the pitching staff coming to the years. Like, we don't like have a legit number two. It's a lot of like threes and fours, but like if the threes and fours pitch like number twos, I mean, who cares, right?
And we can also trade for a number two in this season. So, from the front office perspective, it comes into that conundrum. Do you bet on somebody at the beginning of the season, not knowing how they're going to produce? Or do you take a run with less, you know, risky guys and then make an upgrade mid-season when you know for a fact who's doing well and who's available from teams that's going to be less costly? You know, so it's like one of those arguments, and we aren't in those negotiations at all. So we don't know what people's asking prices were for trades or anything like that. But I mean, I could honestly see us moving some guys towards the deadline again if we are showing that we're competitive. Because it doesn't hurt the front office to go and trade and kind of do addition by subtraction and moves from a few places where we have log jams to get another arm and whatnot if need be. But I mean, that's just my thinking with that.
For
I'd
sure.
prefer to have the number two going into the season, but at the same time, if it's just one upgrade that needs to be made, like doing so in season is not unheard of. In fact, it's quite common
No, and here's the
for.
thing also too is like, let's say the offense continues to struggle and it's the pitching, that keeps us in it. Maybe like, then I'm not saying this is what will happen, but like maybe we enter a situation where like we're actually looking for another bat instead of another arm. And it's a good thing we didn't trade those pieces in the offseason because now we can use those for a bat instead of the arm. And then, like I said, we hope the offense picks it up and figures it out. There's a lot of talent, but we could have depleted resources on something that's not necessarily a need based on the way they're performing currently. And we
True.
could save that for something else that we actually do.
But we could probably talk about this all day.
Yeah, probably.
Getting back to the A's, what other I know you had a few other negatives you wanted to cover too before we
I
get to
covered most of
positives.
I covered most of them. I kind of ramble a little bit. I actually did want to point out a couple positives.
Go
We're
ahead.
talking about offense struggling. Couple guys that are not struggling. Win. He had 2 hits game one. He didn't get another hit in the rest of the series, but he got 2 walks game two, 2 walks game three. He makes a difference in defense, makes a difference with speed and scoring runs. So like even when he's not hitting, like to be able to contribute still to win is super important. Like and that's the thing with like someone like Goldie right now is like he's not hitting, but he's also not getting on base. But like Wynn's doing that. And you like to see that, especially from a younger player, to be able to grow into that type of like, I'm not going to get my pitch. I won't swing at it. Like, who cares if I get a hit or not? If I'm getting on base twice a game, I'm going to help my team. And then Contreras, he's currently on an 11 game hit streak with an injury like in between. I mean, he's been everything that we could have hoped he'd be when we signed him. Guy took a lot of flack last season, I think unjustly, and came back pretty strong. And he's been impressive behind the plate too, calling games, framing pitches. He had that throw out the other day from his knees, very Yadi-esque. Those guys have been huge for us. So like, we got a couple really impressive young players. We just hope that our core picks it up, and then we won't have to win a bunch of 3-1 or 3-2 games. Or lose those 4-3 games because we can't score more than 3 runs. 10 of 11 games we scored 3 runs. It's just that's crazy. Offense needs to figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see how things go. I mean, I'm hopeful as things heat up, as these guys get used to it. I mean, one of the benefits of someone like Goldie and Nato seeing 90, 95 on a daily basis is your reflexes eventually catch back up after the off season. They will get going. Goldie may look lost at times, but you just gotta chalk that up right now to early season woes. And we can talk about that in a couple months if it's
Yeah,
still
no, I
an
hope that's the
issue, but
case.
knock on wood, we're not
Yeah,
doing that at all.
definitely hope that's the case. It's just the big thing with him that's concerning, I guess, more than anything is his age. He's 37. He struggled pretty heavily second half of last season too, so it's a little bit of a trend, but he's historically a slow starter too. So,
Yeah.
like you said, with the heat, you hope he heats up with the weather.
No, yeah. I mean, the big thing is we came away, like you said earlier on, with that series victory. Ultimately, would have loved the sweep, and we were close, but Matt's, they were just getting to him that third time around the lineup. That's his kryptonite. Once you've seen him a few times and he's a little slower, you can get to him and time things up and
Yeah, that seems
whatnot.
to be the league, but these days too, like across baseball with most pitchers is third time through usually. Unless you're
I
like a
mean,
dog.
it's just
Yeah.
statistically, it's always been that way. Hitters are more accustomed, pitchers are more tired by then.
Well, they know what to look for.
Yeah, there's only so many ways that you can attack with your arsenal, ultimately. And that's why you have so many arms in a bullpen that you can go
Yeah,
to
and which
attack
is
guys
why, yeah,
differently.
that's huge for us, is how like how good our back end of the bullpen, especially when we're leading, has been, which it's awesome. You love to see that. Like I said, if we can manage to make a push and make the playoffs, I'm very comfortable with our bullpen. Just would like to see a couple more runs scraped across the game. But yeah, like I said, the pitching has been better than advertised, especially the bullpen.
Yeah, it's nice that we're getting some contributions from the youth. Obviously, there's other youth that are struggling, but I mean, that can happen when you have so many young guys on a team too, as we do this year, unlike many years.
Yep.
So, I mean, again, came away with the series victory, especially with more of like the back end of our pitchers, especially with Mattson and Lynn going there. So is what it is, and now we get to start the central battles heading up.
Yeah, we want to sweep the Brewers, right? If we sweep the Brewers, we're right back in the division again. And it's still really way too early. But you'd like to be not last place.
True,
Speaking of.
but at the same time, I mean, for perspective, we're in last place and we're only 3 games back right
Yeah.
now. So this is a very tight division. More successful tight than terrible tight, as we thought
Yeah,
it might
Central
be.
Pass. Yeah, back when the
As the
Brewer Cubs
beginning.
and Pirates bottom dwellers.
But I mean, you look like Pirates have lost their last three. Reds have lost their last three. So
Cubs lost two of the last three to the D-backs. Thank
there
you,
are
Randy
signs
Grichuk.
of weakness and whatnot in the division. And I mean, even if we just take two of three here, we're back at 500 at 11 and 11. And that gains us some ground, you know?
Yep. Win the series first and foremost. If we're in a
Yeah.
position to sweep, obviously you want that. But win the series first and foremost. That's the most. If you win every series in the season, you're a playoff team.
Yeah,
Simple.
exactly. And the thing is too is that I mean it is a home series, so you hope you can take those first two early. So game one, we have Gibby going,
Yep.
it looks like. And we're gonna be going up against Peralta, so we gotta get to him early. He's
Yeah,
one of
he's
those
your ace
guys that
now. So no Burns, no Woodruff. Peralta's the ace. So if we can beat him, we're in really good shape.
and normally we can get to we either get to Peralta early or we make him look like an ace.
He's been pitching one so far this year. So hopefully we can.
Even in years where he's done well, I feel like we're his kryptonite at times. I mean, that maybe that's just me, but and then game two, we have Miles going against Hall. So it's toss up as to who's gonna get
Yeah.
that
Are
game.
we going to get the good Lizard King or the bad Lizard King? Who knows?
Yeah. And then we got Gray finishing up the series. So hopefully he can seal it. Maybe we can finally win our first final game of the series for
No,
the
no kidding.
season.
It's funny.
But
It's the opposite. Last season, we could never win the first game.
yeah,
And
we were
let's.
always behind.
Yep.
I'd rather be winning the first game in the series and losing the last one, if we're just being from a head perspective, you
Yeah, for
know?
sure.
But I mean, it is what it is. So we got that coming up. Any final thoughts on your end
I
before we
mean,
head out?
you great, like you said, you feel really good about Gray in the series finale. He's been better than advertised as well. Hasn't given up a run yet, knock on wood. His last start was a 6 innings. He was on like a 75 pitch count, still managed to get through 6 innings, no walks, 6 Ks. I mean, he's been phenomenal. So he looks like we wanted him to be. If we could just w split one of the first two, you feel really good about going with Gray in the finale.
Oh yeah. I mean, and if you take the first two, then yeah, you definitely feel really good about going for a sweep
Right?
there. But you know, first things first, one game at a time. Can't get too far ahead of ourselves. We gotta win these ones coming up.
Yeah, we need game one Gibby instead of game two start Gibby for the opener.
And I mean, as important all games are in a 162 game season, these central games are the most important because this is where you can ha create some real separation. Even if you're doing shitty outside the division, if you're doing well in the division, even with the new scheduling and that, you create real separation when you beat somebody head on.
Yeah, and that's a good point you made too, is like since they've got the evened out scheduling across baseball now, there are less of those division games. So they're even more important to make sure you win them, especially if you're chasing someone down like we are the Brewers right now. And I know it's like not as important early in the season as it is late in the season, but still you want to win those head-to-head matchups. That way, like come into the season, your division, like if it's a tight race, you have the division edge,
Oh,
the head-to-head.
yeah. I mean, it's just crazy to me that we're already 19 games into the season, and this is finally when we're getting our first central opponent.
Right?
Normally we have somebody at least one before this
Yeah, we'll
point,
usually get like
so.
the Pirates like early on at home or something to feel good about ourselves, or like the Reds and
Well, because we're already over 10% of the way through the season, and I know that, might seem like a lot of games and not to others, but, over the course of things and how things get spread out, to have your first game be like that far in, it's like getting 10% of the way through a test without any questions at all. And then you're like, oh, okay.
yeah, his name, date of birth.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, all right, where's the question? Oh, it's on the next page. All right. That doesn't make
Yeah, and I don't
sense.
even. When do we even play the Cubs for the first time? I feel like it's. That's not too many, right?
I believe so. We have the City Connects dropping in May, and I think that that is our first series
That's crazy.
against. Yeah. We play the Angels. We play the Angels out here in California with near me before we play the Cubs. First
Yeah,
series against the Cubs is going to be the 24th through the
May
26th.
24th. Yeah, it's like
25th, they're
months
going to
into
be
the
wearing
season.
the City Connects.
Yep, can't wait to see those Arby's inspired. I'm joking. It will be funny though. I just said we have the meats and like an arch.
I would just love it. I would love it if it looked like the Golden Arches.
Oh,
Like,
the McDonald's. Yeah.
if to just stick it to McDonald's, he's like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna.
If you're from St. Louis too, you know the famous McDonald's on the boat in the Mississippi.
No, I mean that would be hilarious, but no, I mean it's gonna be interesting to see what those look like. I mean, I
I
have
hope
my
they're
money
good.
ready, but at the same time, I'm not gonna hold my breath. If it's not good, I'm not buying it because it is Fanatics now.
Yeah. I hope it's good. I feel like with the City Connects, unfortunately, there's been more misses than hits. But a couple of the ones they did hit on, I think, are really nice. Like, I really liked the Nationals one. I liked the, is it the Marlins one? No, the Padres that had like the green and the pink and the yellow, I thought were pretty cool also. The
I
Rockies, I
like
thought,
the
were good
Angels.
ones.
The Angels felt like it was a nice beachy, like
Yeah, like
70
surfer
to
dude type
90s
of,
vibe.
yeah. But there's been some pretty bad ones too. Like the Dodgers kind of stunk. It's just the blue. Is it lost Dodgers? I think it said it's not
The
great.
thing that scares me really with it is that we've never gone away from the Birds.
Yeah, we're pretty traditional in the way we do our uniforms, which
Like,
credit to
if you
DeWitt.
look at our uniforms over the year, we may change the color scheme, we may change like how many birds are on the bat or what the birds look like or what the bat looks like, but it's been the birds and the bats there.
Oh
Like,
yeah, but we're steeped in tradition. Like
it's
between
just like the
probably
Yankees. It's
us
the
and the
same
Yankees,
logo.
yeah.
It doesn't change, and somehow it still sells everywhere all the time. So it's going to be interesting. If they botch this, nobody's going to buy it because
Yeah, I hope they're good. It'd be cool to see something a little bit different.
I would
I'm
love something
yeah.
different. I would love something different that isn't permanent because I love the birds on the bat. It's iconic. It is who we are ultimately. Like, don't ever fucking change it, but it would be nice to have like this like one-time thing type of deal that's
Yeah,
like,
for
oh,
sure.
here's a little specialty thing, kind of like how we get like the specialty logo when we host the All-Star game and
Yeah.
everything. You know, things like that.
Yep. No.
Oh, did I lose you, RJ? I know you said you had that storm. All righty. Well, everybody, as you may have noticed, we unfortunately lost RJ due to technical difficulties with a storm moving over his area. So that'll do it for today's episode. Thanks again for joining us. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we will see you next time. Have a great rest of your day.